The task force looking at the future of health care for New Hampshire's veterans has drafted some suggestions for improvements at the Manchester VA, and those suggestions do not include construction of a new full-service VA hospital. This task force was put together last year after whistleblowers came forward with allegations of mismanagement at the VA. Dr. Eric Funk was the sole whistleblower to be named to the task force, and he joins me now to talk about these preliminary findings. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Sure.
What were you hoping for at the beginning of the task force's work, and how has that changed?
You know, being a clinician, I did feel that having a full service, or at least an inpatient facility here in Manchester, would be something that many of the clinicians here, as well as the veterans, would prefer. I think that the overall sense that the committee has understood is that veterans wish to be treated locally, and the obvious solution was to develop an inpatient facility here. Unfortunately, the practicality of that has been a reality that I've gradually came to accept, is that because of cost, which is quite extensive, because of the acquisition of funding and the processes to go through with respect to development and design, it would really take many years and perhaps 5 or 10 years before an inpatient facility would become a reality. So we began to look at other options.
Though you're not going to be finding that there is a need for a full-service medical facility in Manchester, you are suggesting that some things be expanded and some construction happen at the Manchester VA. What are you suggesting might be improved construction-wise?
You know, the findings or proposals have been to, you know, improve the physical plan of primary care, to potentially expand the CLC, which is the geriatric unit, inpatient geriatric unit here, which...
Community Living Center.
Community Living Center, correct. And I think that both the veterans in New Hampshire, as well as potentially, because this is a need from Vermont as well. And the other exciting aspect is we were exploring Connecticut, but it's a center called the Arrera Center. It's a contact point for veterans that need certain services, whether it be psychiatric services, whether it be opiate issues, whether it be homelessness, but it would be a multifactorial, multidisciplinary center located somewhere in Manchester. And this is on the findings and portion that I think would be something that would be very veteran-centric and help them coordinate their care. I think that's one of the, I wouldn't say the main focus, but I think that's something that we're very strong about.
In this draft report, there was some mention of culture at the Manchester VA and a suggestion that there should be a mechanism by which employees are not just encouraged to speak up, but to do so and be rewarded for speaking up, all of that in the service of making things better for the veterans who get care there. What can you say about how the culture has changed since July, since the allegations first came forward?
Well, I think the culture was unfortunately an issue, certainly not in all areas, but in certain areas I think that it was something that needed to be addressed. With the advent of with Al Montoya coming on board full-time as a director, I think that he has been very forthcoming, very receptive, and proactive with respect to not just trying, but making, embracing the employees here at the VA to improve the culture here. And there's a committee of interested individuals who will participate in that. And this is a significant improvement, not just improvement, but I think this will make an impact on our culture here.
With the understanding that no decision-making process is 100% perfect, what can you say about the fairness of the deliberations of the task force?
So I think that the task force, in terms of its attention to detail with particular regard to veterans, with the surveys that have been put out, both face-to-face and also online surveys, with respect to exploring the various service needs, speaking with physicians and primary care here, I think it's been quite detailed in terms of its review. So I'm very proud of the work that's been done. done, and it's quite detailed.
Well, Dr. Funk, thank you very much for speaking with me.
You're very welcome.
Dr. Eric Funk is one of the dozen whistleblowers who raised concerns about the Manchester VA last year, and he is the sole member of that group to serve on a task force looking at the future of healthcare for New Hampshire's veterans.